With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An anti-Israel protest shut down traffic on San Francisco's Bay Bridge Thursday. Hundreds of protesters chained themselves to cars in the morning, waving signs that said, "Stop the genocide and end military aid to Israel." All westbound lanes were blocked, leaving commuters stranded and backing up traffic for miles. Author and former foreign policy analyst Dan Senor says Israel is fighting to save its reputation in the battle against terror group Hamas.
To those in the U.S. State Department who say Israel would be more popular in the region if only it didn't project so much strength.
That's nonsense.
On the contrary, Senor says.
To me, one of the biggest risks of October 7th is it sent a message that it is not strong.
Senor tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, to win allies and repel enemies, it's vital Israel restore its pre-October 7th reputation.
Not only for its own security, but to send a message to the world that they're still strong.
Senor is host of the Call Me Back podcast. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, Israeli forces have dropped leaflets to Palestinians in parts of southern Gaza.
The warnings to leave parts of the south come not long after Israel told thousands of Palestinian civilians to leave the north and seek refuge in the south. Broadening the offensive to the south, where Israel already carries out daily air raids, threatens to worsen an already severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congress ends the threat of a government shutdown till after the holidays. Ken Lorman has details.
The Senate gave final approval to a temporary government funding package Wednesday night and sent it to President Biden for his signature. The package keeps government funding levels at current levels for roughly two more months while a long-term package is negotiated. That means it sets up a final confrontation on the government budget in the new year.
This is SRN News. The queer trans agenda comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest saying, quote, "Shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind." The parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma Supreme Court reiterates its position that the state constitution guarantees a woman's right to an abortion when necessary to preserve her life. The court issued its 5-4 opinion in a case in which five separate pro-life laws that were being passed by the legislature in 2021 are being challenged. All five have been put on hold while the legal challenges are being decided. This is SRN News. Thousands take part in a strike by California scientists.
California state scientists are in the middle of a three-day strike. More than 1,000 people gathered in Sacramento to support the action. The union says state scientists are paid 40 to 60% less than professionals in comparable positions doing similar work, which includes creating earthquake warning systems, protecting wildlife, and reducing air pollution. The California Department of Human Resources says it is disappointed by the walkout and that the state continues to bargain in good faith. The strike comes during a big year for labor. Healthcare professionals, Hollywood actors and writers, and auto workers have picketed this year for better pay and working conditions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Red Cup Rebellion took place Thursday at unionized Starbucks locations across the country. The union said that employees want the company to bargain over issues like staffing and scheduling. More details at SRNnews.com.